It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. State officials have given the federal government thousands of pages of patient data from undocumented immigrants who sought pregnancy and emergency care. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
This is the latest in an ongoing pressure campaign by the Trump administration to get states to share data on undocumented people that could be used by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In this case, the government requested the data twice. State officials say they complied only after a federal judge prohibited information sharing between Medicaid and ICE. But State Senator Julie Gonzalez has questions.
Do you trust the Trump administration to keep our data safe and to protect the information of pregnant mothers and U.S. citizen babies? The answer for me is no.
State officials said the Trump administration threatened to withhold $18 million if they didn't comply. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
To celebrate Colorado's 150th, the U.S. Postal Service will issue a Colorado state stamp next year. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The Forever Stamp features a photo of Jagged Mountain, located in the San Juan National Forest. The image of the cloud-swept peak, also reflected in a small lake, was taken by nature photographer John Fielder. This is not the first time Colorado has gotten a stamp to celebrate its birthday, but Coloradans had to fight for the centennial stamp, and it ended up coming out 1 year late in 1977. This time, you'll be able to get the new 150th anniversary stamp months before the state's official birthday. It'll be available in late January. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
If you're planning to drive I-70 the Mountain Corridor for the holidays, CDOT has a new webpage to plan your trip. It has links to I-70-focused road and traffic conditions, as well as tire requirements for winter travel. For the information, under Travel Resources on the CDOT homepage. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.